coming up next on KSCO. It's hour number one of the Dr. Future Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, KSCO presents the Dr. Future Show. If you would like to join in our show today, you can call us at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, your host, Dr. Future.
Why do we never get an
hey, welcome everyone to another fine week in planet Earth. Talking to you from Santa Cruz, California, where it actually gets some rain this week. It was pretty amazing up in the mountains today to see how wet things finally got. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Mrs. Future.
Hi. So, here we are, Tuesday afternoon. It's quite beautiful here. Yeah. It has warmed up quite a bit since this morning.
What did they say about April showers?
Yeah, that's right. So we should be getting some good flowers.
Absolutely.
Before too long.
Well, and I wanted to mention that next week we're going to be in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Our plans were to do the show from the National Association of Broadcasters.
That's right.
But I was thinking earlier,
show happening next
you do
week.
That or the Mob Museum. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's a different focus, but...
I think that could be really fun.
You think? Well, NAB is more our speed, though.
Yeah, but it's so loud at NAB, you know? The Mob Museum might have a few more quiet spots where we can comment on what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. We see how we feel. We're going to get there, hopefully, Sunday night. We'll have a chance to think about that.
Right.
Meanwhile, an interesting show today. We have a number of guests coming in over the next hour and a half, 2 hours. And we'll introduce you as they come in. We'll be surprised ourselves as to who gets here first. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. Yeah. So we got some burners coming in to talk about some upcoming fun events for the local community here.
Right. And a new approach to ADHD.
Okay. What do those two things have in common?
They're on our show today. That's the main thing. So I'm going to try to slip in a few headlines for you folks that I thought was interesting this week in the news. Okay, one of the cool things you can now do with your smartphone is use an app called Periscope. Periscope or Mercat. Mercat is their competitor. Mm-hmm. Periscope is developed by Twitter. And these allow you to easily turn your phone into a fun live streaming camera. So wherever you are, you just turn on this app and you start shooting what's around you.
Boy, and it's really the next big thing in fun things you can do with your mobile phone. I'm not sure why it's so much more interesting than a Skype call, because it is kind of like a FaceTime or a Skype call, but you can broadcast to your followers.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, is that most of everyone's life is quite boring most of the time, but every so often you are present when something interesting happens, and you have a chance to just flip on your phone and catch that moment. And it can be, you know, anything from being backstage with your favorite singer to standing in line at Disneyland, kind of bored, looking for something to do. You turn it on, and surprisingly enough, people who are doing something as boring as that immediately get like 50 or 60 viewers. And you know what's interesting about having viewers of your behavior or what you're experiencing is it doesn't take that money to get you really excited about it. Major news is always going for millions of hits and things like that, and millions of people watching, or YouTube movies. But the fact is that a dozen people watching you can really affect your mind and your attention. It's like a jolt of energy to get the attention of a dozen people.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what we've been tuning into.
Yeah, that's a really cool app. I would suggest playing with it and seeing where we're going to try doing that with the Dr. Future Show, and it should be really a blast to check in. Mercat was on, I think they came in about 3 weeks ago, and now it's just last week. The Periscope came in as a new app and making that kind of service available to you. So you can turn your phone into something live. Now, if you're doing something fun and exciting that's live, then it makes it even more interesting. Like there's a big party happening not too far from here in about 3 weeks, right? Let's bring. I think we have a guest who's going to tell us about a big party that might be worth doing some experiments with this
you want
new
to
app.
Introduce our guest.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh my gosh! Well, there's someone else is going to join me. Hi, it's so great to be on your show. You guys are awesome. I listened last week and
thanks.
Been amazing.
We have not seen you lately, my dear. You're so busy.
So let's introduce her. to the audience.
All right. First, I'm going to give a little personal introduction.
Okay, you do that.
Jazelle, I'm a huge fan of Jazelle. Oh. You are so talented on so many dimensions, right? So the very first time I got to know you, you were dancing. That was really fun. You had just joined that three-girl ensemble.
418 Project.
For the 418
What Is Erotic
Project.
Show.
What
yeah.
Is Erotic, right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
then you went from there to where you were the projectionist for the Santa Cruz Film Festival.
Yeah, that happened really quick with Mark Hager.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, all of a sudden, here I go. I'm a projectionist.
And Mark is a host here at KSCO on Way of Love Live on Saturdays at 5.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
So. Right. And so now here you are producing a really cool event.
Another cool event
well,
in our
room. Actually, the main person that's doing the PR, she's coming. I thought we were going to do it too. There it is, like a little early.
Yeah, no, we just are happy to see you. So.
Okay, we won't go into the details of this.
It's
but this
exciting.
Is a,
yeah,
it's
we only
a big
have another minute right now.
But let me ask you this. If you throw a big fun event here, are you going to allow people to shoot it with their cameras, with their phones and stuff like that?
Well, this one I would think. So this is all about arts.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
yeah, so it's wide
art,
open.
Be art and do your art, so yeah.
Okay. Because one of the hot new crazes with your phone now is these new apps called Mercat and Periscope. You heard of those?
No, but I knew I could find something new here. You're on all the new stuff.
Well, Periscope belongs to Twitter. The people do that on Twitter. And with a touch of a button, it turns your phone into a live video cam on the scene.
Ew.
For wherever you are, you're a live feed.
Oh my gosh.
And then people can comment about what they're seeing and send little icons and give you feedback about what you're shooting and stuff like that. Yeah,
the future.
And already you can download that and see all the crazy stuff that people are doing. From being backstage at rock concerts to waiting in line at Disneyland.
We're so all part of each other's experience any moment.
Yeah, it's wild and wacky, you know, to see, because it's not produced, it's not Hollywood generated, it's not people who know how to edit film or shoot videos for that matter.
Right, like you do and I'm doing. Yeah, yeah. But it's fun to be able to just bring that in, huh?
Yeah, it is. And in some ways, it's people trying it out to see what's a hit and what's not. And what's interesting, too, is that what I found is when you're doing this, is that you don't need millions of people to pay attention to you to feel good about doing something cool with the media.
That's true. Yeah.
Like even a dozen people will jack up your energy and make you feel, hey, somebody cares about what I'm experiencing.
Kidding. Yeah, someone that's there with you and being right there in the moment with you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they can respond. You see, that's the new thing is that Mercat and Periscope have brought in is the ability for people to text you and
yeah, they can comment on your live webcast, and it's right there as part of your Twitter feed.
Oh, boy. So how do you get it?
Just download it for free on the App Store.
Oh,
do you have
wow.
a smartphone? Like
yeah,
the,
I do.
I guess it's the Play Store on Android and the App Store on iPhone.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to look that up, especially for this new event that I can't wait to share with you.
it's going to be really
okay.
fun.
All right, so.
All right, well, listen, we're going to go to a little break, and then we'll be back with more here on the Dr. Future Show.
Most excellent.
See you soon.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. Look, we have visitors. We have Jazelle, who you met earlier before the event, and
yes.
we have Haley Carter, is that right?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome, Haley. Now, you two, we're just talking about using this new app, you know, which does live video from your phone, and you have the perfect event for it, it sounds like, coming up the end of the month. Is this connected with Burning Man?
The annual
yes,
Burning
it is.
Man
mm-hmm.
party
yeah.
in Santa Cruz.
What's Absolutely.
It called?
Yep. We're regional burners. So
regional burners,
here
okay.
in Santa Cruz, we decided that even though San Francisco, the base of Burning Man, is a great place to be, we wanted to bring Burning Man to Santa Cruz. So Jazelle and I are out talking about our event, which will be May 1st through 3rd.
Okay, well, a couple things come to mind, because I've been to over a dozen Burning Man
oh,
myself.
Awesome.
And yes, I think it's great to have parties with a lot of the energy there, seems like a natural direction. But the thing is, default reality, as it's known in Burning Man lingo, is a lot more restrictive in terms of what you can do and can't do. And I'm wondering how that affects the flavor of the event that you're creating.
Are you talking about the restrictions that the default world might put on Burning Man is?
Like fire, for example. Like you have a lot of fire.
We are working right now with Cal Fire and the fire department, local fire department, to make sure that our permits are up and in force. Uh-huh. And we have a lot of safety measures in place. So the local fire department and police department, when they met with us last year at Unscrews, were thrilled to discover the number of precautions that we take. So
really? Okay, so you have a good relationship
with really the... They really are welcoming.
The local constabulary and fire departments.
Absolutely.
That's good. How would you describe the event? Is it an all-night thing like Burning Man, or is it something you have to go home?
Are you guys going to camp out for 3 days or what?
Yes. There's campouts there. Going to onscrews.com, you can sign up for the whole three-day event, stay for Friday night through Friday night and Saturday night, and then through Sunday. So it's a huge event. Last year, it was just one night.
Camping?
Yes, there was camping for that one night. There was about 700 people there, and it was, I'll tell you something, I'm like the spokesperson for someone who's never gone to Burning Man and wanted to at least have a little flavor of it.
Bring it home.
What? And you've never been to Burning Man?
I haven't, and I'm just letting you know, I had so much fun, and there were like so many
you've
Burning
never been and you've had so much fun. Wait a minute, explain this to me.
It's because I got a feel of it, I'm sure.
From your friends?
From being there.
I thought you said you weren't there.
I didn't go to the Burning Man in this desert.
Oh, you went to this? Oh, you're talking about your experience at this one.
This is
Unscrews.
This is, I'm sorry, regional. Okay. I didn't make that clear.
Okay, I made the connection now. So you had a great time last year.
It was amazing, yeah. It was just like people were like in their own art, doing their own art in the night. People were gifting different things at different places. There's the people themselves and the connections and just the vibe. It was so cool. I got to be a go-go dancer, you know, at one of the events.
Really? On a mobile pole or what?
Well, you will have to come this year and find out.
Were there art cars?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh my gosh, this year we have been invited by the folks that are hosting the Friday night races at the fairgrounds. They've invited us to take all of the art cars out on Friday night and do a lap around the track.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's not like everybody's heard of Burning Man, but when people see that it's a community event that people of all ages, so it's family friendly, but we like to have fun and we like to participate in the community as well. And so,
yeah, it's kind of like the new cool Disneyland.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Disneyland. Right. Makeshift Disneyland from Friday till Sunday and then take it home with you. Leave no trace, right?
Right. Yeah. Definitely leave.
Do you have the equivalent of an esplanade or local camps that with sponsoring entertainment?
So we have a placement crew that is helping people who have theme camps to use our space in the best way possible. So we will have a center area that has a lot of our theme camps that have art cars and fire dancers, various kinds of performance art. We have some burlesque dancers, some aerialists.
Yeah,
and then, you know, all kinds of things. Anything that you might expect to find at Burning Man, you would find at Unscrews, except for a lot less dust.
And if you've gone to the Glow Festival at the Ma, the Museum
of Art downtown,
History, a lot of those artists are at this particular Burning Man regional event also.
Okay. So they're similar crossover people involved with both?
Yeah, really cool artsy people. letting their art shine.
Well, we are known for the arts on this side of the hill, so you would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I remember meeting other Santa Cruzians at Burning Man, there were a lot of fire dancers at Burning Man. You have that contingent represented?
We do. We have an enclave of fire dancers. They come from all different experiences, lots of different ranges of experience and different kinds of performance. So you'll see some people spinning poi, other people using fire sticks. I'm not sure if anyone's bringing their bullwhips, their fire bullwhips, but we'll have people doing everything that they can legally do with fire will be done at Unscrews.
Gotcha.
And if you want to have an art or theme camp or anything, you can go to unscrews.com and there's participation there.
Really, there's still a chance to do a theme camp if you want to.
So our performers, we're asking people to submit their performer applications by the 23rd of April. And if you're hoping to get a theme camp placed or you want to camp within the grounds, I think April 15th is the deadline for getting your placement request in.
Oh, boy. Got almost a whole week.
Well, that's more time than you get with real Burning Man. Where, I mean, not real, but the big one.
Right.
Where you have to be months in advance before.
You know, I'm going to pass you guys the web page. Maybe you want to point out some of those little things for people to be aware of.
Are you taking stuff from artists in anywhere in California, or is it just for local artists?
It's anybody that wants to participate. So there's no limit to where you are from. You could be from anywhere in the world and decide that you want to participate in Unscrews, and we welcome that participation. The tickets are on sale now.
We're is there an advanced
price? Second-tier tickets.
Yes, second-tier tickets are available. So there was a first tier. The deadline has passed.
So March 28th. You could have gotten your tickets for $50
but
if you were on top of it.
Yeah, if you've got $65 and you want a ticket for something to do all weekend long, Unscrews is your thing. And the ticket price goes through April 18th.
And go to Facebook.com Unscrews, because you can share. There is a share there. And if you share what's there, you can possibly get a free ticket. Yeah.
We're
sharing.
Having a drawing, yes, wow. Indeed.
On SCRUZ.
UN.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I want to point out to people that, you know, this ticket price, it's not free, but boy, it is so cheap. And, you know, this is at the fairgrounds. This is a wonderful facility for everybody to gather.
Yeah, grassy and green and really comfortable.
Yeah, tell us about the layout at the fairground. Is it a lot of land? Is it several acres?
Well, the fairground itself can host about 10,000 guests, but we're not quite that ambitious just yet. We have a much smaller space that we're renting from the fairgrounds, and it's the space that includes the Fine Arts Hall and the Heritage Hall, an outdoor theater, and then all of the grassy lawn that's in between all of those areas. So people, when they're pitching their tents, can pitch a tent on comfy grass, and there are bathrooms there. So if anyone's afraid that they're going to have to venture into a porta potty, well, that's not necessarily
true. You have actual plumbing there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Really nice. It's pretty civilized, actually.
What about RVs? Is there any RV parking?
We had such a run on people buying RV passes that for now we're sold out.
How many was that? Like 50?
I think we had about 50. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a pretty decent-sized party. Then you're talking several thousand people, ideally.
If we had 1,200 people this year, we would be hitting our goal.
Okay, hitting your goal with a 1,200 person party.
About 1,200 people. And I want to encourage people to consider that it's not a rave and it's not necessarily a party or just a camp out.
The Burning Man mythos is to be a participant, not just
right.
a spectator.
We're inviting people who can bring whatever it is that they need to be happy and have a good time, which includes bringing their own things to drink and eat. We don't sell anything there, but it is still, in keeping with Burning Man, a gifting economy. So some reason you just really needed a pancake, I bet there's a group that's going to be serving pancakes for free. So,
okay. Right. Well, good. Well, thank you so much.
Self-hosting theme camps. All right, folks.
Screws, the website again?
Unscrews.com. UNSCRUZ.com.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Yep.
We'll be back. Dr. Future Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. That sounds like a party worth going to.
Absolutely. Yeah, Burning Man regionals probably are, in my opinion, at this point, even better than Burning Man. You might not have the giant exhibits or the man burning, but you've got a lot of the really sensational local art pieces. And, of course, it's all about the community.
Yeah, it is about getting to know each other, the creative community here, and the amazing talent that's in the Bay Area. You talk about a renaissance, just meet these people that are creating things at Burning Man.
Yeah, I like that it's closer, and you can bring a shower.
And there's water, and there's grass.
Yeah, right, grass. Grass is so much nicer than dust.
Yeah, and I imagine a number of our local artists will bring their wares to the show. What's kind of interesting is that everyone can bring whatever they want to show up and show off at these events.
Yeah, it's a big, giant artist camping trip.
This was interesting. Wired did a nice piece this week on how scientists say it's time to reinstate the Brontosaurus.
Okay, I didn't even know that Brontosaurus had been declassified.
Yeah, the poor Brontosaurus was like Pluto. Remember Pluto used to be a planet?
Oh, I see. A bunch of modern scientists who are righting the wrongs of their predecessors.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Now the Brontosaurus, apparently the same thing happened to Ed. And many decades ago, paleontologists decided that there wasn't enough evidence to support the existence of the Brontosaurus.
I see.
And they said it was just an apatosaurus. Poof, and away it went. Say goodbye to that noble thunder lizard.
Even though it was like everybody's favorite dinosaur, right?
Yeah,
it was
right.
The peaceful dinosaur.
I had one. I mean, I had a plastic model of one.
Wasn't it the biggest dinosaur?
Yeah, it was one of those big ones.
You sort of thought of it as the one that ate the tops of tall trees, right?
Yeah, it was a leaf eater.
Right, the vegetarian dinosaur, your favorite. Yeah. Yeah. Although people like T-Rex.
I have a musician friend in Long Island who had a band named David Camara, and he was thrilled when I told him that the biggest dinosaur they had found yet in Argentina was called the Camarasaurus.
Bigger than the Brontosaurus.
Yeah, the biggest one.
The non-existent Brontosaurus that has now been restored to existence.
Well, here's the thing.
That's how it is in science.
A team of heroes may have rescued it from paleontological purgatory.
Oh, paleo heroes, huh?
Yes,
I think it could be a sitcom.
They cross-referenced digitized bones from hundreds of long-necked cousins, and they found that there was enough unique anatomical details to reinstate the Brontosaurus as the head of its own genus.
Woohoo! And boy, let's have some champagne.
And this is the
first cousins.
Yeah, well, and that's not all. I mean, the real importance of this is the first time that this group of sauropods have been analyzed in a big fashion.
The first time, really?
Yeah.
What about the time that it got named? What about all those other paleontologists?
Apparently, that didn't get the attention like this is getting now.
Oh, that was before the internet.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Apatosaurus. And now the Brontosaurus are both what they call Diplodocidae, a family of dinos that are characterized by long necks, short legs, and thin whip-like tails.
Oh, would you like a little commentary on this from a local caller named Carl?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's say, hi, Carl. Did you have something to say about the Brontosaurus or something else?
Well, they make really nice pets.
Yeah?
They have to feed them a lot. But the real reason I called was, did you give directions as to where that May 1st event is going to be?
It's at the Santa Cruz Fairgrounds.
Isn't it? Watsonville?
Yeah. It's in Watsonville.
Santa Cruz Fairgrounds in Watsonville.
Watsonville Fairgrounds. I appreciate that. But
yeah, no problem. That should be fun. Have you ever been to a Burning Man type party yourself?
Actually, no. And I'm 73 years old, so I guess there's something left on my bucket list.
Hey, yeah, it's great.
Burning Man is coming to you, Carl.
Yeah, it's coming to you right here in your own county.
Anyway, if you go on the internet, you go to the unscrews.com website. That's UNSCRUZ.com. And then you can get all the data that you want. Okay.
Is it unscrews.com?
Yeah, unscrews. That's how you get the info. Okay.
Sounds great. And you guys always have a good show. Keep it up.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, this one should be interesting. It looks like we'll have some of our local community, all different ages, that probably have never been to a big party like this before, given it its own unique flavor.
Yeah, there's so many people like Giselle, like Carl. There are people who really imagine themselves at Burning Man, but it just is so overwhelming to try and get there, right?
Yeah.
So this is your chance, folks. This is the regional Burning Man.
And let me tell you, it really gets old having to camp on Mars. As much as I talk about Mars, the desert, the most inhabitable part of Nevada, is not exactly
Black Rock City.
Yeah, Black Rock City. It has a lot of cool things around. And what makes it cool is the people and the things they bring. And the environment itself, well, it's like partying on Mars. Probably a little better because we do have atmosphere and it's warm.
Yeah, with Bay Area wannabe Martians as opposed to the real ones.
As opposed to, Mars is like partying on Antarctica environments.
Kind of a desert out there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The first time I went to Burning Man, my feet have never been the same. The gypsum dust out there is not like any beach you've ever gone to. It eats the moisture out of your feet and you have to take really good care of them to survive.
You know wallboard that you have in your house? Well, the wallboard comes from out there, that part of the desert. And so it's a big part of the landscape.
Yeah.
The dirt.
Hey, we got a call from Billy Sunshine.
All right, Billy.
All right. Hey, Billy. How are you?
Hey, kids.
Hey.
Well, I'm excited with the thought that maybe I could participate in Burning Man. You see, my wife will not let me go to the real Burning Man.
Uh-huh. Here's your chance.
She thinks it's too hot there for me because I don't do well in the heat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's probably right. It's certainly unpredictable. It's either too hot or too cold or perfect or a little bit of all of the above.
It's life and life only. So there's going to be a KSCO camp at this thing?
No, there's probably going to be us there.
That's a good suggestion. I think we're going to do a flyby. I don't know if we're going to camp all weekend.
Or we can lobby for one.
I only want to be there if you're there.
Yeah. All right. We'll let you know when we're there.
I need somebody, you know, that I feel comfortable with.
All right. We will let you know. We will broadcast our plans.
All right.
As they come into being.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think they said it was.
Yeah, it starts on Friday night.
May 1st.
Yes.
What was interesting was that it was only $15 for Sunday, which...
Neat.
Yeah,
money's not a problem for us old folks.
It's more. Well, you see, that's the thing. It sounds to me like a nice cross pollination of the young folks with the old folks, could be very special, especially for the creativity of our community.
I think the thing to do is to hit it either Friday night or Saturday night. I think that's probably going to be the most.
Think so? It's going to be most
amazing.
Max fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
cool.
Probably true.
So now, one more question I have for you: What's my art? What talent do I have?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
How about putting a little something new into your wardrobe? You know, start with costuming.
Dress, yeah, what are you going to dress
like? How you dress is very important there. There's no spectators, so you got to participate. So, you know.
I have to be and that's interesting.
Artify your persona.
I've spent my life, in fact, I was thinking about calling my autobiography The Attendee, because while I show up, I don't participate.
Oh, well then. I don't know what to tell you. I'm an observer. Okay, I think Billy.
We'll dress as the ultimate observer then.
Yes, you should really do it as if it is your Doctor Who character, the observer.
You take it seriously.
Can we do radio?
Why not? That's why I asked her during the break if they had bandwidth there. And
we should do some kind of broadcast.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Let's do the Dr. Future show from Screws.
Yeah, why not? We'll be there.
I think we should.
Yeah,
we'll
go around. Good. You bring in interesting characters you think we should meet.
Exactly. All right, later, kids.
All right.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
It's a good idea. Billy's got the idea. We can have a little interactive show. If any of you folks are out there and you run into people you think we should know about, we'll be happy to talk to them.
All right. Born right here. Little intention. Get the Futures live at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, well, Santa Cruz.
Could happen on the weekend.
And Monterey area have been pretty creative for many generations.
Yeah.
Right? But I hope
MZ has been wanting to go to Burning Man for many years, too. I don't know.
True.
Maybe this
is
might
a much
be
lower,
close enough for him.
Lower entry ramp to get there. And you can just go for a few hours. Chances
I don't
know. Are you
Dave
probably
is shaking
leave.
His head over there.
Yeah, well, huh?
I think
well,
he thinks it's pretty unlikely.
No, I can't believe that. I mean, he lives in Watsonville. How can he not?
We're coming to your town, Dave.
Coming to get you, Dave.
All right, well, stay tuned. It's going to be novel, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Who really knows? But I have a feeling. I have a good feeling about this.
Uh-huh.
I wonder whether or not we should combine this with the people at the drone festival, which are going on at the same time.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
boy.
The drone event is happening that weekend.
That's schizophrenic.
You think? No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Drones are good at distance, right? I mean, what's the difference between Watsonville and Santa Cruz? It's not that far.
In fact, the drones could probably go from their little perch here at the Kaiser Permanente Center.
That's right. We should talk to them about this and suggest that this would be a good test for the drone.
Probably the reason that we can have the drone festival here is because it's inside. Can you imagine how freaked out people would be if you had like a whole bunch of people taking their drones outside just to show off and you had lots of people doing it at the same time?
No, as long as they put KSCO on the side, we'll be fine.
You know, Flight 1080.
Yeah, look, you
this
know.
This is your chance.
KSCO can't afford a helicopter, but surely it can afford a drone. No, come on.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll try and fly the radiomobile, the Batmobile out there.
Yeah, well, it could be launched from the car. That's true.
We could add one of those streamers with signs. The festival will be held on such and such a date and have it trailing behind the drone.
Oh, yeah, now you're thinking. Right. Instead of using airplanes for doing streamers,
yeah,
exactly. You can use drones.
Yeah, streamer.
Now
uh-huh.
to take these fantasies into the break. Here we go.
Okay, off to the break. See you on the
end. It's springtime in the Monterey Bay area, and that means...
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. Yes, drones and Burning Man locally. That's quite something, isn't
in
it?
In one weekend. Boy, ooh. Santa Cruz is going to be on quite a few maps.
I'm thinking, at the very least, we could take a drone to the festival.
Hey, that's participation.
Yeah, I do have a couple myself I could just bring.
That's true. You've been getting pretty handy with your magic drone ball.
That's true. And we have a whole bunch of ones we'll be seeing in Las Vegas next week when we go to the National Association of Broadcasters.
That's true. We're really going to be up on the latest.
This is wild, folks. The NAB is one of the biggest shows in the broadcasting industry. It's like tens of thousands of people. And they bring all the latest toys there, all the latest technology for media. And certainly drones are one of them. They have a whole pavilion just dedicated to all the new media drones coming out with high-definition TV feeds coming from them and GPS coordinates. So if if it's a news drone, you'd go to the hotspots. You'd just be able to punch in the location and off it would go with live cameras on it, and you'd get the action. Also, there's a story that I just had on another breakthrough on this, on the drone tech, involving what's called hybridization or hybrid engines. We have a link on our link page. You're familiar with hybrid cars, right? Like Priuses and Chevy Volt.
Yeah, hybrid means that it's
Honda.
Got some kind of electrical component plus the gas
component. Yeah, most of them are
maybe
electrical cars or electric cars. The batteries are charged by a small gasoline engine that charges it up so that the gas is secondary. It's the fuel for powering an engine that recharges the batteries. You know, makes sense. It's moving in the direction of true electric vehicles. Now, the breakthrough technology that I saw this week was a hybridization of the electric with the gas in a drone, not just on a car, which was the breakthrough, so it can increase its range to over 50 miles.
Okay, so which article are we looking at here?
I have no bandwidth
hybrid
right now, so
power
so
could
I'm,
help
oh, here it is.
Delivery
yeah.
takeoff. Okay, a prototype hybrid quadricopter.
Oh, excuse me. Actually, they
several times further than conventional battery.
Yeah, they've got it more than I thought. Even 2.5 hours or 160 kilometers, carrying a payload of 9 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
Kilos? No, what's that
that's
in pounds?
That's a video camera, huh? How many kilos?
To 18, 25 pounds, something that's, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the aircraft's range is many times that of any of the quadcopters that are out there now,
hey,
which are
Amazon
the most popular.
Could even use that.
Oh,
probably,
of course,
right?
They're looking at that. Yeah. So it's a hybridization of today's gasoline technology with tomorrow's electric.
So the payload is exclusive of the battery, right? Or does that include the whole?
No,
drone?
That's separate. Mm-hmm. That's separate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company called Top Flight, mm-hmm. and we'll probably see that next week in Las Vegas. So this is, of course, something that has been pioneered by the Air Force and the Army together. They've worked quite extensively with this. Most of our government drones have explored such technologies for some time. But a lot of these ideas and better battery technology is coming into the public purview.
Okay, so we're talking about the Top Flight drone now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is very interesting because they're comparing it to the Google aircraft. And, of course, Google is trying to put drones up to put a mesh network into the upper atmosphere, right? They're trying to...
Well, they and Facebook and other companies are working hard to produce free Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi networks available wirelessly mm-hmm. in previously inaccessible areas. So having various means of lifting antennas and repeaters in high up in the atmosphere are what they're pursuing, for everything from drones to hot air balloons.
Right.
To small, low Earth orbiting satellites.
Okay.
You know, all of which are destined to bring us more bandwidth everywhere on this planet.
Right. And so this new drone can fly more than twice as far as current models
current
of radio-controlled, gas-powered helicopters. I think this is very interesting that they say the Top Flight technology is distinct from Google's aircraft, which takes off vertically but then reorients itself and flies like an airplane, kind of like our Skycar, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because Mahler was the pioneer. Dr. Paul Mahler in Davis, California, had developed what looked like a quadricopter drone back in the 80s.
Right.
His very first ones actually go back to the 60s.
And they looked like little spaceships.
Yeah, they were not using electric, most of them. Most of his machines were
all
gas.
They were rotary engines, yeah.
But he never really got the software down right for that to fly like the quadricopter. It's kind of interesting. We should talk to him about this because he was actually the forerunner in this, and he's been bypassed by all these drone companies. It's kind of sad in a way
mm-hmm.
because he was definitely one of the visionaries of the VTOL aircraft industry.
Yeah, Davis Professor of Engineering was really working on creating this technology for years and making sure that it was safe and working with the FAA on all of the new licensing that would be necessary to fly these things.
Right.
Working on the autopilot
system. Right, and the whole vision from the, I guess it was the 40s and 50s of we all having flying cars in our garage by now. Sort of a continuation of that. Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting. All these things are coming together now as we seem to become masters of flight on a whole nother level of sophistication. Being able to have small little aircraft that can fly around inside buildings even. It's remarkable. It's like flight itself has become accessible to everyone. This brings up a lot of issues, of course, that are worthy of discussion, including privacy and what privacy means even at this point in age if these things become as prevalent as
I don't know if privacy is going to be big of an issue as whether people have the right to shoot these things out of the sky.
Of course, that's going to happen, right? And they're going to have cameras on them, and they'll see who shoots them out of the sky.
That's right. That's right. The shooter will be broadcast on their Twitter feed.
The shooter will be televised, and they'll probably put it out on their Twitter feed. Exactly. And then what happens then? Forgiveness or revenge? What religion are you?
Yeah. Well, then it comes down to the fact that Twitter makes it a lot easier to block people from knowing information about you. So maybe they cannot track you down. We'll see.
There's going to be a whole new world opening up.
Rules are so different now.
Oh, my
boy.
God. I can hardly imagine.
But, you know, courtesy is still important, right? Mm-hmm. You still have to realize that there are people on the ends of the controls of all of these new inventions, and people still have to be courteous to each other, right? I mean, privacy is all about the space where my reach meets your reach, and in the middle, when we're touching, we have to make sure that that zone, it feels good.
Well, that's our job. We have to figure this out.
Yeah.
To make this even more fun, as I mentioned earlier, Stanford's R&D department has created this new aluminum battery that fully charges in just 1 minute.
Okay. How big is it? Is it a little tiny battery?
Yeah, it's small. It looks like a bag of aluminum.
What is it for? What are they using it for?
Well, the idea is that it charges within a minute. Right now, batteries take a very long time. If you have an electric car, if you have a phone, it takes more than a minute to charge your phone, unfortunately. But we'd all love that, right? We'd all love to be able to just plug it in for a minute and suddenly have a full charge and go about our way for the rest of the day and then plug it in for a minute. Yeah, of course. And we're figuring out how to do that. We just haven't figured it out yet. Stanford's group is almost there.
Okay.
They've got the minute charge element down. One of the tough things to do is to be able to recharge a battery enough times. It used to be maybe a few hundred cycles, it would hold the charge, and then it would start losing its charge or not charge properly. But now they've got it up to a few thousand cycles, which was within commercial usage limits now.
Okay. All right, and so aluminum is this kind of brave new discovery. I mean, Edison, didn't early battery experimenters try aluminum?
Look, they've tried everything. All right. There's all kinds of battery experiments through the ages, and it's been really hard to improve upon lead acid until we started getting into NiCads, and then the nickel metal hydride was big for a while, and now lithium batteries are the hot item.
Okay.
But there's problems with all of them, and none of them charge quickly. Mm-hmm. And to the point of 1 minute, you know, to recharge. Lithium has a great power punch. It can hold a lot. The aluminum battery can't. They only hold about maybe a third or a fourth as much as the lithium batteries do.
So it's fast, but it's not as big.
Yeah, but the lithium batteries are flammable. They can catch on fire. The nickel metal hydrates couldn't. Right, so the nickel metal hydrates were heavier. They didn't quite have the energy density of the lithium. So the car manufacturers like Tesla and Chevy with the Volt decided to go to nickel metal hydride, even though it's a heavier technology. It works, you know, and weight is not as big an issue with the car as it is in carrying stuff like
your phone.
Well, I
guess they can do something with the weight, right?
Right,
they can
turn
it into electrical or something.
They've been able to deal with that.
Right. So
we're just about to go to our next hour, right?
Well, all right. So besides the fact that Stanford's working on this aluminum battery.
Yeah. I wanted to mention one thing also. We have an article about this battery. They're trying to figure out. They've got the number of cycles that it's done. They've got that down. It's good for several thousand. The weight is down. The electrode, it's cheap to make. The biggest problem is energy density. They've got to increase the energy density. And crack that breakthrough will happen in batteries. And then at that point, all hell breaks loose with the technology because gasoline and all those things will become passé.
Okay, right? So what about the next hour here? We're just about to tune out for the top hour.
I have an article also on why battery tech hasn't improved quickly enough. There's a great MIT article looking at all the issues on that. So if you're curious about what's kept it so slow compared to microprocessor. Anyway, we have next hour, we're going to be talking about ADHD, a whole different approach to thinking about ADHD.
A little like this hour.
Yeah, right. Okay, now think about this. Forget our drones, we're going to go to HD now. Right. I know, right? But that's today's life.
Dr. Future Show.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks.